Mark DeGubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us again for a few moments of Bible study together. We hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament and study along with us. And if you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, if you will write to us, it will be our joy and privilege to send to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll also send you our picture and prayer card. We'll send you 2007 pocket calendar, and if we're out of those, then we'll soon be getting 2008 pocket calendar, or rather 2008 pocket calendar. We'll send you a 2009 pocket calendar. It sounds like I'm a little behind, doesn't it? A 2007 pocket calendar wouldn't help you much. But we'll send you a 2008 pocket calendar, and if the 2009 calendars are in, we'll send you one of those. We're delighted to hear from you, and we do appreciate your corresponding with us. It's always an encouragement to hear from you that are listening to our broadcast. And we appreciate the privilege the Lord has given us to come into your presence to share with you the Word of God. Now, I want to give you our mailing address so you can write to us, those of you perhaps, some of you have never written, and we would love to hear from you. We do appreciate your prayers. We know that many of you are praying for the broadcast, and we do need your prayers, and we appreciate your prayers so very, very much. Our mailing address is Bob Griggs, that's spelled capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you'll put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and our number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in, the state of Colorado. So Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O, period. And then our zip code is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. Again, the zip code, 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you'll put United States of America, R capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, for USA. We do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are always a rich blessing. Today we're in the book of Romans, the sixth book in the New Testament. This book was written to believers in the city of Rome by the Apostle Paul in the days of the Roman Empire. And the first chapter of this book is a description of the condition that Rome was in when Paul was writing this letter. And it's a picture of many nations in the world today. He points out that when at one time man knew Almighty God. All men on earth at one time knew God. But what has happened is that man turned from their knowledge of God. And as a result, Romans 1:18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And beloved, God's wrath is being revealed right now toward all men who are walking in unrighteousness and ungodliness, and those who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Yes, God is a God of mercy, and mercy means that God does not give us what we deserve, because every one of us deserve hell in the lake of fire. That's what we deserve, beloved, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we read in Romans 3:23. And the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. But God showed forth His love toward us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, God commendeth or made known or showed forth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ Jesus died for our sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God placed all of our sin upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that Christ was made sin for us, He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as our Savior, inviting Him to come into our spirit. For you recall that man is a triune being made in the likeness and image of God, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Man is a triune being with a spirit which relates to the spirit world, a soul which has to do with our mind, our emotions, and our will, and our physical body, which houses the soul and the spirit. And it's in our spirit that we're dead in trespasses and in sin. We're born spiritually dead because we're born with a nature to do wrong. A nature that we inherited from our parents, and they inherited it from their parents all the way back to the first man and woman who sinned and brought sin into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And so the Bible tells us that sin has passed upon all men because all have sinned, Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. And thus we see, beloved, the condition of mankind born in sin, separated from God with a sinful nature, and thus dead to God and alive to sin. But that's why God, who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and its glories to come to this earth some 2,000 years ago as a little babe, an infant babe, to be born under very unsanitary conditions, born in a stable where the animals were kept. There the Lord Jesus Christ was born and grew up in the city of Nazareth in Israel, and obeyed His parents and never sinned in any form, in any fashion, or in any way. And finally, because of His righteousness and holiness, He was hated by men because He revealed man's sin. And so they took Him and crucified Him on an old rugged cross, and there He died for you and for me. We're rapidly approaching the period of time when we celebrate the birth of Christ called Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago as a virgin conceived by the Holy Spirit of God. A virgin conceived and a miracle birth took place, and that birth was the Lord Jesus Christ in physical form, who came to earth to reveal God to man in a way that you and I could comprehend, in a way that you and I could understand, that God so loved the world, as John chapter 3 and verse 16 tells us, that he gave the Lord Jesus Christ to come to this earth to die for the sins of the world, that whosoever would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ should not perish, which means to be eternally separated from God in the lake of fire, but should have eternal life. And so, beloved, the Lord Jesus died for our sins. But we see that Romans chapter 1 tells us, because that when that which may be known of God is manifested in them, because God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the things we can see are his eternal power and Godhead, so that man is without excuse. Beloved, we all know that the stars in the heavens, the universe itself, the earth with life upon it, had to come from somewhere. And, beloved, these things reveal and manifest the eternal God and make man to know that somewhere there is some power that's greater than man is. That's why no matter where you go on the face of the earth, you will find people worshiping something, acknowledging there's some power greater than themselves. Some people worship the earth and creation. Some people pray to the stars. Some people pray to the sun. I know that our Native Americans here pray to the sun. They believe the sun is their God, and they pray to the moon as their God, and they pray to the earth as their God. Mother Earth, they call it. They pray to the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they pray to the earth and the things of the earth, believing that these things have created themselves. But, beloved, that's not true. There is one great and almighty God who created the heavens and the earth and brought it all into existence. And that's what verse 20 tells us, that from creation itself, man knows there's some power greater than himself. And that power is the eternal God who created all things by Jesus Christ, who spoke and the universe came into existence and came about. And so when man knew God, verse 21 of Romans 1, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Became empty in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and began to worship that which is no God. Until next time, good.